Kumlan Rablat Gemara. We're up to now Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. We're continuing our Mishnah. We introduced the idea of chametz in a mixture. If it's dissolved in the mixture, that it's usser, but you don't get karis. And then we introduced the idea of chametz nukshe, chametz which is not really that edible, and it's still a little bit edible, but very difficult to eat because if it's totally inedible, not even fit for consumption for an animal, it's not chametz at all. So, and our Mishnah holds that it's all of these things are forbidden to eat on Pesach, except you don't get karis for it. And then the Mishnah concluded, Zeklal, this is the rule, kol shehu mimin dogon, anything which comes from one of the grains, you know, and it is an adhara, there's a lav in the Torah, but you don't get karis. Tanya learned, Amar Yeshua said, once he gave us this rule, anything that has the grains in it, it's also to eat from the Torah. Why do you have to give us so many examples? How does it over Pesach? You're liable on Pesach. Why do you have to learn all these examples? We gave four examples of chametz taruvus, you know, like kutach habavli, that particular condiment, and all these different beers. And then you gave us three examples of chametz nukshe. What do you need them all for? Says the Gemara, you know why? You should become familiar with what these things are and their names. And why is that important? There's a guy from the West, from Eretz Yisrael, Ikla Bavli, once came to Bavli. He had to have meat with him. Amalu, he said to somebody there, Krevuli Matchilta, why don't you give me some condiment that I can eat with my meat? Shama, he overheard the Ka'ama, they said, okay, Krevuli Kutach. The person gave him instruction, that was bring this guy Kutach. And because he had meat and he knew that kutach has in it whey, you know, milk whey, of course you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, right away he said, he abstained. Kivin the shama kutach, Peter, she walked away. So if he wouldn't have been familiar with these terms, he wouldn't have realized that kutach had milk inside him. And he would have eaten basar and cholov together. So that's why the Mishnah mentioned it. Anyhow, the Mishnah continues, so you have chametz through a mixture and chametz nukshe, there's an iser in the Torah. So we're going to learn now in the Gemara, how do we know that it's also from the Torah? We're also going to introduce another opinion that says, in fact, that from the Torah's perspective, if the chametz is in a mixture and dissolved, there's no issur in the Torah. There's only maybe issur d'rabbanan, and some say not even issur d'rabbanan. We'll see that. Tana, man Tana, who's the author of our Mishnah, learned the chametz, dogon, gomer, ayde terumas, you have chametz in a mixture, or nukshe be'ina, or nukshe on its own, belav is also in the Torah. Who holds that? This is actually the voice of the opinion of Meir. The Tanya we learn, we're going to learn later, we learn later on an argument. There's a thing, so'er generally is sourdough, like yeast. And that is very, very, you know, it causes others to ferment very quickly. This is called seyur. Seyur is something else. Seyur is, Rashi says, chametz that's incomplete, didn't become totally chametz yet. And we're going to have an argument, Meir Rabbi Yehuda, what is seyur? Whether according to Meir, seyur is when the dough becomes white, as it's baking, it becomes white and pale. That's already considered seyur. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, seyur is when you see cracks in the dough, like the horns of a grasshopper or of a locust. You start seeing cracks. The white stage, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's still all right, that's matzah. It's only when it starts forming cracks. So the Braisa says three things here. Seyur, when it's starting, you know, the chametz is incomplete, yisodif, you have to burn it. Sounds like that's it. You can't do anything with it. You can't even have it. Then he says, b'venois l'kalbo, you can feed it to your dog, which sounds like you can have it, you can even have pleasure from it. And then he says, the ha'oichloi, and if you eat it, b'abayim, you get 39 lashes from the Torah. What's going on over here? So the Gemara says, haguf akasha, I don't understand. Amr just thought of saying, say yisodif, you should burn it. Amr also, you don't have any pleasure. You can't give it to your dog, you have to burn it. Then, v'halotan, even nice, let's nekab, you tell me, put it in front of your dog, you'll have pleasure. What's going on here? Amr mutim, you'll have pleasure. In fact, you may be even allowed to eat it. The only reason why it says you're not allowed to eat it is because, midrabon. So the Gemara, hachit kamar. This is how we learn it. Seyir yisodif. Whatever seyir is, you have to burn. According to Rameyah, seyir means if it's pale. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means if it has cracks. Rabbi Yehuda, whatever their opinions are. Now, the Noishnei Lifne Kabel, you're allowed to have permission, you're allowed to give it to your dog. Rabbi Meir's version of Seir, which is when the bread becomes pale, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to have, it's not chametz at all, you're allowed to have pleasure, you're even allowed to eat it from the Torah, that's what Rabbanan said you shouldn't eat it. The Rabbi Meir's version of Seir, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said, that's still matzah, it's all right. Then it's a v'oichaboy, if you eat it, you get 40 malchus. Rabbi Yehuda's version of Seir, which is when it has cracks, according to Rabbi Meir, that is chametz from the Torah. But Arbon, you get 39 lashes, because that's chametz from the Torah, according to Meir. That's really beyond just Sayur. That's real chametz. Also not Meir. Now, says the Gemara, but what do we know from Rav Meir over here? Rav Meir says that you have to burn a minhag, Rav Meir, nuksha, be'ena. We're talking about chametz, which is incomplete, right? It's not really edible. This is chametz nuksha. And he says that belav, you get 39 lashes. It's forbidden. Now, chametz nuksha is a step lower, is a grade lower, according to this opinion. Then, this Rabbi Yudah Marav is a grade lower than chametz gomer at teruvus. Even though chametz gomer at teruvus is all mixed in, but it's real chametz. Here, even though it's on its own, it's isolation, but it's not really edible. So I'll make a kavuchomer. If chametz nuksha, which is not really edible, and yet you're telling me that what? That it's real chametz. Kolishkei chametz dogen gomer at teruvus. Surely, if you have real chametz, even though it's in a mixture and dissolved, real chametz, of course it's also from the Torah. That's the view of Rabbi Yudah Marav. Come Rav Nachman, Rav Elezer, Rav Nachman, no, I think it's Rabbi Elezer actually who says it. Tanya, we learned, Al Chametz Dogen Gomer, this is what Rabbi Elezer says, if you ate full Chametz, Onesh Kodesh, you'll get Kodesh. Al Eruvoi, but if you take real Chametz and you mix it in, like the beer we had, or Kuta Chababli, you take real Chametz, you mix it in, it's all dissolved, Balav, you get a lav in the Torah. Divrei Rabbi Elezer, this was Rabbi Elezer. So Rabbi Elezer clearly says that Chametz Gomer through Taruvus is a lav. And we're going to see that according to Rav Nachman, he holds that chametz nuksha is a grade higher than chametz gomer through mixture. Because in chametz gomer mixture, you don't see the chametz, not visible at all. But chametz nuksha, you see the chametz, even though it's not that edible, but you can see the chametz. So he holds chametz nuksha is worse. And he'll make the kal v'chomer exactly the opposite before. He'll say, if chametz taruvus is aser from the Torah, Rabbi Elezer, then surely chametz nuksha is aser. However, the Brisa tells you that Chachamim Oymin and Chachamim say Al Chametz Dogen Gomer Onesh Kodesh. Of course, if you eat Chametz on Pesach, you get cut off. But Alei Ruvay Beloy Klum. If you mix, according to Chachamim, if you mix an Erev, you get no punishment from the Torah. Maybe the Rabban is forbidden, from the Torah is definitely not forbidden. Says the Gemara, V'shamin L'Rav Elezer L'Rav Chametz Dogen Gomer Tiroi B'Lav. So now he concludes on Nachman. What does Rabbi Elezer say? That chametz gomer in the mixture is alav. Kolchke nuksha be'ena. Surely nuksha is aser. And the Gemara explains what's going on here. Rabbi Nachman, my time, Lama Karav Yudah Marav. Why did Rabbi Nachman Yudah Marav? Rabbi Yudah Amalach will tell you. Rabbi Nachman says, I believe that chametz nuksha is worse than taruvus. Dilma atkal gomer abo mehosom nuksha be'ena. So maybe when does Amaya say over there that's chametz nuksha sayur is chametz nuksha? Maybe he holds that chametz nuksha. You have to, you're getting lashes for. Avol chametz, or you have to burn. Avol chametz dogon gomer de teruvus, but maybe he holds that chametz in a mixture, it's a step lower, and therefore you don't get anything. Loi, no. And our mission says they're both forbidden, so therefore I don't believe our mission is a mayor. But I do believe it's Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer says that chametz gomer de teruvus is forbidden. Surely chametz nuksha. But I used in my time alam Rav Nachman. Why is Rav Nachman? He said, I hold all the way around. I hold that the chametz gomer teruvus is much worse than chametz nuksha. It's real chametz. It's not something inedible. I hold that Rabbi Elezer says that the chametz gomer mixture is forbidden. Avol nuksha be'in alay, but not if it's nuksha. He doesn't hold that. Says the Gemara. Tanya kavos Rav Yehuda. We learned Rav Yehuda in the Braisa. We learned Rav Yehuda in the Braisa that the chametz through teruvus is worse than chametz nuksha. It says in the pasuk, kol machmetzes. There's a few psukim that talk about not eating chametz. One pasuk says kol machmetzes. It doesn't say chametz, it says machmetzes. Anything which became chametz, even from something else. The pasuk says loisa chelu, you should not eat it. The rabbis, it comes to teach you kut chabavli. Any kol machmetzes is coming to teach you chametz in a mixture. So in other words, he learned that the word machmetzes is not the word chametz. Machmetzes means any mixture of chametz. All them is awesome. So why is it that you don't get karas for them? If the Torah says kol machmetzes, you're telling me machmetzes means even in a mixture, so how come you don't get karas as well? Tam alayim, I'll tell you why. Because in the pasuk where it talks about karas, there it says ki kol oichel chametz. There the word chametz is used. V'nichnasa. So it's clear that when it comes to karas, only chametz you get karas, not when it comes to a mixture. Al chametz dogen gomer onesh karas. Only on real chametz you get karas. Al eruva bilav. But on a mixture you only get a lav. Says the Gemara. So man shamed le'damar al eruva lav. Who's the one that tells you that on a mixture you get a lav? Who told us on a mixture you get a lav? Rabbelezi is Rabbelezer, right? Rabbelezer is the one we just learned in the Braisa. He says, for a mixture, you get a lav. We didn't see anybody else say it in the Braisa. In our Mishnah, we don't know who the author is. Vilu Nuksha bein lekama, yet he doesn't mention, what about Nuksha? Shmamen has a proof that Nuksha l'Rabbelezer lesley. I'm right. Rabbelezer holds that mixed chametz is forbidden, but chametz Nuksha is not forbidden. Maybe it's a kal v'chomer, that's why he doesn't mention Nuksha, because it's obvious. No, because if he held Nuksha is usher in the Torah, he had to mention it, not to tell you that it's usher, but to tell you that you don't get karas, as Tosfos explains. Says the Gemara, okay, so Rabbelezer, Eruvi b'lav nolei. How does he know that a mixture of chametz he get a lav? How does he know? The chesiv, because at the pasuk you said before, called machmetz is leisachelu. Machmetz means you said a mixture. For a mixture you shouldn't eat, and there it doesn't say the word karis. And the pasuk where it says karis, it says the word chametz. But let me ask a question. We have another pasuk which we forgot about. Ihochi karis nami lechaye. For a mixture he shows like a karis, because we do find the word machmetz is by karis as well. Where? So chesiv, there's another pasuk in Parshas Boy where it says there, Ki kol oichel machmetzes, whoever eats machmetzes, and says v'nichasa, he do get karas. And use the word machmetzes. According to you, a mixer should get karas if you're learning from the word machmetzes. Says the Gemara, Ahum Boile, no. That pasuk machmetzes is used, look at the Tanya, for something else. Ein li elosh and it's chametz me'ela. All I know is chametz became naturally chametz on its own. Machmetz dorach nehaino, let's say you put in wine or something, we learned before that there are other ways of making it chametz. How do you know that it becomes chametz? Kol machmetz. So this pasuk that it says kol oichel machmetz is not coming to tell you a mixture. It's coming to tell you that real chametz that became chametz not through itself by just sitting there, but because you put something else, a trigger, not yeast or something like that, but you put in wine, or grapes. So maybe the pasuk where it says kol machmetz lesechelu is referring not to a mixture, but rather is referring to chametz that became chametz on its own. Because every time the Torah tells you a punishment, there has to be another pasuk which tells you, first of all, that's an avera. So you no longer have a pasuk to tell you that if it's a mixture, it's forbidden. So Gemara, you're right. At the time of Rabbi Elazar, we don't learn from the word machmetzes; we learn from the word kol, all coming to include something. To include what? Coming to include a mixture. So in that very pasuk where it says karis, it says kol oichel machmetz, and it says kol as well. So why don't you say that if you have a mixture of chametz like beer, you get karis? No, that kol there, we need to tell you that not only men have a prohibition of eating chametz, women also have a prohibition of eating chametz. So you might understand. Why in the world would you need a special pasuk that women are prohibiting chametz? We know that every positive mitzvah, if it's time-bound, women are exempt. But when it comes to an avera, makes no difference a man or woman. Comes to Shabbos, does it make a difference a man or woman, even though it's time-bound? Because when it comes to negative things, everyone is the same. So, because how will you fulfill the mitzvah? By not doing anything. Everybody has to do it. How do we know that? A man or a woman. Why does it say man or a woman? I want to tell you that they equal when it comes to averis. So why would you need a pasuk call to tell me that women have an avera of eating chametz? The Gemara here is different. Because in that pasuk, where it says that you shouldn't eat chametz, it says, and you should eat matzah. 7 days you should eat matzah. So therefore, we would have thought that since matzah is a time-bound mitzvah and women are exempt, maybe they're also exempt from the avera because they're both written in the same pasuk and they don't have the prohibition of eating chametz. That's why we have to tell you the kikol, that women also have the prohibition of eating chametz. And once we've established that women have the prohibition of eating chametz, then we go back to that pasuk and say, oh, they have to, they're not eating chametz. They also have to eat matzah. And that's how we know that women have to eat matzah, even though it's time bound. Itzik, we need. So I would have thought, Hoya, the Kusiv, Loi Seichel, Chametz, Shlon, Yechametz. Shivas, Yamim, Teichel, of matzah, but 7 days you eat matzah. So we have a hekesh. We're comparing, equating the prohibition of chametz to the mitzvah of matzah. I would have thought, kol she yeshu kumach matzah, whoever has the mitzvah of eating matzah, yeshu b'atah chametz, has the prohibition of eating chametz. But how do you know these women hoil with less than kumach matzah? They don't have the mitzvah of eating matzah. They have the mitzvah of eating matzah, it's a time-bound mitzvah. Aim with b'atah chametz, not be less than. Maybe they don't have the prohibition of eating chametz. Kamash shalom. V'hash tad yisrabu b'atah chametz. And now that we know that nala yichametz, yisrabu namachil matzah, we also know they're included in eating matzah. Women have to eat matzah from the Torah. Now it says, "Lo yisoicha ol chametz," do not eat chametz. And we learn, and then it says, "Eating matzah." Kol sheyeshter b'altor chametz. Anybody is included in the prohibition of eating chametz. And how do we know that from kol oichol machmetzes? Is yeshner b'achilas matzah? They do have the mitzvah of matzah. Ba'ani noshim. These women nami hoil since v'yeshnon b'altor chametz. From the word kol oichol, we know that women are included in the prohibition of eating chametz. Yeshnon b'kumachol matzah. So therefore, we know that women have to eat matzah as well. Says the Gemara. So we have a choice: either using the word kol to tell you that women are included, or using the word kol to tell you that chametz in a mixture is usur and get karis. How do you know which one to learn from the word kol? Well, my chaz is, why do you deem it the high kol? That this word kol a little bui noshim to include women, umafket eruvay and exclude a mixture. That's what you're saying. That a mixture does not get karis. Ema, why don't you say little bui eruvay? It's coming to include a mixture. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. The pasuk says kikol oichel, all those who eat. So we're talking about the consumer, the person doing the eating. And it says, oh, kol, so we're going to say it comes to expand the number of people, includes women as well. So mistabra koi ba'oichel, we're talking about mar ba'oichel. And we're talking about the people who are consuming it, so therefore we're including other people who are consuming it, like women. But koi ba'oichel mar ba'necholin, talking about the people eating it, and you want to say that we should include the kind of chametz in a mixture? That we don't say. Tesis here asks a question. We have a rule: whenever you have a hekesh and you can go stricter or lenient, you always take the stricter side. Either as the prima gadim learns pshat, because whenever there's a suffix in the Torah, we're always strict. Or like others learn, this is a midah shebetera. This is how the Torah says. That's how it works. So the chayyim have a choice to either learn from chametz that since women don't have the mitzvah matzah, because it's time bound, they don't have the aver of chametz, or you can learn that since they do have the aver of chametz, they should be eating matzah. So shouldn't we always take the stricter side? So Taisa says the general rule is that the end of the pasuk is coming to explain the beginning of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says eating matzah. So eating matzah tells you that those who are chayiv in eating matzah are those who have the first part of the pasuk, the prohibition of eating chametz. And since women, we thought, are exempt, they shouldn't have the iser of eating chametz. So and then the Taisa also explains, because Sukkah and Pesach are very similar, we know that Sukkah's women are exempt, so we would have thought they're exempt from Pesach as well. So we have the Gemara telling you that women are chayiv in matzah. But Taisa asks a question and remains stuck. He doesn't have an answer. He asks, why aren't women liable to wear tzitzis? Because in the Torah we have, don't wear klaim, don't wear shatnez, mixture of wool and linen, and then it says you should wear tzitzis. So why don't we say the same thing? Whoever is included in the prohibition of wearing klaim should be included in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So women should be chayiv in tzitzis. And according to the Ri, who says that the end of the pasuk explains the beginning, then whoever does not have the mitzvah of tzitzis should not have the avera of shatnez. Women should be exempt from the avera of shatnez. And it remains with a question. But Tosfos elsewhere answers that we're talking about a hekesh. A hekesh means in the same pasuk, they're right next to each other, it equates. There, it's two different concepts. They just happen to be in close proximity. That's called smuchin. And smuchin, therefore, cannot change a law. Without the smuchin, we would have said, well, tzitzis, time-bound, they're exempt. Shatnez and avera, women are the same as men. And now, because of the fact that they're next to each other, you want to overturn one of those things, we don't say that. Says you want to further, so what do you tell me that if we talk about the consumers, we're always including more consumers. We're not talking about the food. Is that really so? Masker Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson, the father of Huna, asks, you tell me when we talk about the consumers, we're not adding anything about the food. Let me ask you a question. With Tanya, we learned, it says in the pasuk, whoever eats fats, from the animals that are donated to the base of Migdash or Shiyakriv, it's forbidden. Whoever eats those fats is forbidden, and you get karis. Now, all we know is the fats of a whole animal that's suitable to go on the mizbeach. What about chaylev bali mumin, the fats of an animal that has a defect that cannot go on the mizbeach? A kosher animal, it's 100% kosher, but it cannot go on the mizbeach. Are you going to tell me that you're allowed to eat that fats? Minayin, how is forbidden? Tamulayim min habehem, not even from the animal, even not all that, even from the few animals that are not suitable in the mizbeach, they're also included in the prohibition. Nu and chulim and ein, an animal that's not even going to mizbeach, an ordinary animal, haino nalad eat fats, tamulayim kikol. That's kikol. What does the pasuk say? Kikol oichel. All those who eat. We're talking about the consumers, and yet what are we learning from kol? That not only expanding the range of consumers, we're also expanding the animals. the food itself. So we see that we could talk about consumers and then we add the food that we're talking about. We're talking about the consumers. And yet what are we adding? The food. What are you talking about? There's no one to add when it comes to fats because women are automatically included in the prohibition. Who are you going to add? So we have no choice. We're going to add other kinds of animals. You have a choice. You have a choice either to include women who are one of the consumers or to include chametz in a mixture. We're not going to forsake the consumers and add those who eat. Says Gemara, Rabbanon, the less lo'eliv, and the Rabbanon, who don't believe that a mixture is usher from the Torah, forget about karis. They hold that it's not even usher from the Torah. Obviously, kol ledoshi. What about the kol oichel? They don't believe in this kol. They don't say we're not adding anything, only real chametz, that's it. If it's in a mixture, dissolved, there's no isser in the Torah. They don't believe in the word kol. How do they know that women are included in the mitzvah of matzah or in the isur of chametz? Since mitzvah matzah, they may be exempt, so they shouldn't also be included in the isur of chametz. How do they included? We said before from the word kol, but they don't believe in kol because they don't believe that the mixture is included in aver as well. So we answer, you're right, kol or darshi, but ki kol darshi. They don't believe kol, but if it says ki kol, and it says by chametz ki kol oichel, so therefore it includes women as well. And from there we learn that my matzah women are included. But Abelezer, Eimo, let us say kol lerab. So Abelezer, now that we have two drushes, ki and kol, so why does Abelezer then also agree that kol comes to include women, but ki kol lerabis esayruvei? Because since you hold a mixture is forbidden, include that in karis and say that a mixture of chametz, like if you drink whiskey on Pesach, you should get karis. You can tell me he doesn't believe in the word kikol, he only dashes kol. And that's why he says if you drink whiskey on Pesach, it's also from the Torah, but there's no kares. But Tanya we learn, or beer, but Tanya we learn, se'oir baltak sasaktiru, you shouldn't bring on the Mizbeach any se'oir, any sourdough, any the yellow kulak. All we know is that, let's say, a full kazayas of se'oir. I don't know if you had a half a kazayas of sourdough. How do you know it's forbidden to put a mizbech by a flower offering? Tamar Leimer, it says in the Pasuk, kol. It says in the Pasuk, it says, by Sa'er Baltak Tiru, it says kol. And because it says kol ha-mincha, that you bring to me, by saying kol, and then it says, ki kol Sa'er, v'chol devash l'satir men l'ashem. It says kol, it comes to include even a half a kazayis. We'll see in the Gemara tomorrow, not tomorrow, on Monday, we're going to see that a half of kazayis, we're talking about you ate a kazayis, but half of it is forbidden and half of it is permitted, and they join together to become a full kazayis as if it's totally forbidden. Okay, kol eruvim minayin, how do you know if you mix together with something else, how do you know it's forbidden? Tamalema kikol. So we see clearly that Abelezer agrees. How do you know Abelezer? Man shamadosh kol. Who's the one that says that we dash from the word kol on its own? Abelezer. And yet we kodosh kikol. He also dash kikol, so sometimes he does agree with kikol. So how come the same thing over here? We say kol is to include women in the prohibition of eating chametz, and kikol is to include mixed chametz with other things dissolved. You get karis. Kasha, we don't have an answer on that. So that completes this sugya about chametz ruvas, and the next sugya is a very famous sugya in Yerideya about heter mitzaref l'iser. If you can combine something which is half a kazayis a treif and half a kazayis a kosher, and you ate it, did you eat a kazayis and you get 39 lashes, or do we say no, you only ate half a kazayis a treif? And we'll discuss that in Mitzvah Shem next time.